Hi, y'all. Welcome to season two of the Mad City Moms podcast. This is your host, Jamie Toe. Each week, I highlight a local business owner, talk about events going around the city, aka Mad City, gossip about pulp culture, which is my favorite part, and always end with a mom life story. Hope y'all enjoy. Hi, happy Wednesday. It's podcast night. I am so excited, y'all. Jamie here, and I'm so thrilled to have the Skin Refinery with us. So we have Brittany and Leslie. So let's first do a welcome cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming. I have been following y'all for a while, and I'm so excited that we finally got you on. And like I was saying a little bit before we started, that I've got so many questions. Everyone is very interested in what y'all do. So before we get into that, just Brittany, do you want to kick us off on a little bit about who you are, your fam, and then Leslie, and then we'll get into the questions.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm Brittany Holcomb, the founder and nurse practitioner at the Skin Refinery. I have two kids, 13 and 5. We live in Fayetteville, originally from Chattanooga, relocated for my husband's job, and we bought a hobby farm in Fayetteville, so we've been there for about 6 years.
What's a hobby farm?
We have chickens.
Okay.
Rotate through pigs. We have a garden.
Awesome.
We have 26 acres. So awesome. Mostly wooded, but we have, you know, we try to produce some food.
Okay.
For the family.
So. Perfect. Okay, Leslie?
Yeah, hey, I'm Leslie Mitchell. I am from Huntsville. And I grew up there, and I have two children, 19 and 16. And then I work at the Skin Refinery. I've been there about a year.
Okay, great.
Happy to be here.
Yay. Okay, so how did the Skin Refinery start?
Yeah, so I was on a vacation with my best friend, Rachel. I hope she's listening to this.
What up, Rachel?
and Rachel and I was like, I'm really unhappy in my location. I graduated grad school. There were no jobs. The market's saturated in this whole area for nurse practitioners. So why I chose that, I don't know. But there were no jobs, so I started doing self-care for primary care and looking into other things. I've always liked aesthetics. I started working at another med spa doing their exams and then started injecting and found that I was actually really good at it. So that's my niche. I'm not good at a lot of things, but that's something I'm good at. So
love that.
Worked there for about 3 months and then just decided that I wanted to angle it a little differently with a different approach. And so since I cannot inject in Alabama because I'm a nurse practitioner.
That is one of the questions. I was like, I wonder if they can bring some stuff.
Only MDs are allowed to inject in Alabama. Okay. So, you know, Tennessee was my only option and there were no job options. So the Skin Refinery was born on a vacation in Florida.
Okay. So did you say how long you've been in business? Did you say
August 2021.
Okay.
So approaching 2 years.
2 years. Okay, great. Great. Let's get up a little bit so we can get you in the perfect. Okay, here we go. What is microneedling?
Ooh, let's give that one to Leslie.
Okay, what's microneedling?
So basically it's just like a controlled injury that you do to the skin to stimulate the person's own stem cells and growth factors to repair the area. So it helps with fine lines, pores, pigmentation, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Scarring.
Okay. How often should you get that done?
Well, you can do one treatment, but we usually suggest a package of three, and you have to wait 4 weeks in between each treatment.
Okay.
Some people might need more than that, but that's a good start.
Okay. How much is each treatment?
It's $350 for one, or a package of three is $900.
Okay. And then do you feel like that's like really good, like a bang for your buck? Like if you wanted to come in and look a little bit younger or get like a good...
Yeah, it's a nice aggressive treatment that doesn't have a lot of downtime. You do have some redness that day and then the next day you look totally normal. So it's a good treatment to have. You know, something we just try to suggest like doing something more aggressive, maybe once a year or more than that if you can, you know.
Okay.
To just try to correct and then also prevent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't know how to pronounce this one, but what is the difference between Botox and the one that's
my favorite, Xeomin.
Okay.
Xeomin.
Yes, Xeomin. Yes. Okay. So what is the difference?
So they're all neurotoxins in the same drug class. You have Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, then there's some newer ones, Daxxify. Is it Juvo that's out on the market now? That's the same exact molecule as Botox. So you have to think about it on a molecular level. The only difference, they all have the same active ingredient. It's the accessory proteins. So over time, Botox, Dysport, all of them except for Xeomin has an accessory protein. So when we inject it, your immune system recognizes that, and then it can build antibodies. Almost, if you want to think of it like a pathogen that has been introduced to your body, your body sees it and says, that's not supposed to be there. I'm going to build up some antibodies to break that down the next time I see it. So Xeomin does not have that protein. So it flies under the radar. For some people, it lasts longer. They all still say 3 to 4 months. And, you know, there's a lot of different factors. Dosage equals duration. How many times have you had it before? Have you overdosed yourself? You really should wait 3 months. So there are a lot of factors that go into how long it's going to last. But Xeomin, more than any other product, people say will last longer for them and they'll get a better result.
What is the price difference?
So it's $1 of a difference per unit. So you buy these Botox, Xeomin, all the neurotoxins, you buy them per unit. So you think for a forehead treatment, you're looking at 30 units.
Okay.
So it's $11 a unit for Xeomin. They also have a rewards program, so that can sometimes save you $50 per treatment. It just depends. Botox is $12 per unit. I don't participate in Ally because I don't really sell much Botox, really. Our patient satisfaction rate with Xeomin's pretty high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what you normally would recommend. Mm-hmm. So you're trying... Okay, so that was like a major science lesson, I feel like I just got.
No,
it was like, you know what you're talking about. So basically, if I can just like break that down, are you saying that like if you have Botox over and over and over, your body could possibly like become immune to it and not like...
Yes.
Might work the same way that it did the first time, mm-hmm. but the other, Xeomin mm-hmm. will. As
yes,
of right
you,
now.
You should mean, not develop an antibody to it. So people will say, hey, that my Botox isn't working as well anymore. And I'll say, you know what, let's try Xeomin. And oftentimes they're like, wow, that's great. I feel like the first time I ever had Botox. And it's just the immunity. It's an immune response.
Okay, where is mm-hmm. the most popular place to get Botox if you've never gotten Botox before?
Forehead.
Mm-hmm. What about underneath?
The crow's feet, so that takes about 10 units per side unless we're just doing a brow lift. And I like to start with the forehead.
Okay.
Usually crow's feet is an add-on to the forehead.
Okay.
You could do the crow's feet if you wanted to, but typically we have our 11 lines and then our lines across the top of the forehead, and that's usually where people start.
Okay. Okay, I don't know how to say this. Oh, I do know the next question. What age should you start?
Okay. Did I start doing products
myself?
No,
what age should a patient
start? Ooh, okay, that's different for everyone. It depends on your genetics and how deep are your lines, because you'll hear people go, all these young women are doing this.
I feel like
prematurely.
I feel like a lot of young women are doing
it. They are, but it's so much easier to prevent than to correct. So if you know that your 11s in between your eyebrows are strong, and your mother, your grandmother, your father, or wherever that genetic component's coming from, if you see that etched in line already, that mm-hmm. an etched in line is when your forehead's at rest. Do you have lines on your forehead?
Okay.
If so, then it's probably a good time to start. So I would say late 20s, early 30s. Before then, Leslie will attest to this, good skincare is everything. SPF and good skincare.
Okay. Okay, now... Describe that.
Yeah, Radius, that's my favorite.
Okay, what is that?
That is my workhorse of the practice.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. I'm going to give second science lesson for the day.
Okay, let's do it.
When we have fillers, we have really two types.
Okay.
One only fills the space. That's a hyaluronic acid filler. That's what you see in people's lips and their tear troughs. Lots of people's cheeks, they have that in their cheeks. And then that does not stimulate any collagen growth. That just fills the space, and then your body's going to metabolize that out. And then you have two biostimulatory fillers. That's Radiesse and Sculptra. And they're two different molecules that stimulate the body to produce collagen and elastin. So Sculptra is a liquid. It can be used to fan under the skin for collagen growth, but I have experience with it. It's not my favorite, and I can go into that in a minute, but Radiesse, I can use it both ways. I can use it to fill the space or to tighten the skin. So that's why it is my workhorse. I can take two syringes of that typically and do really a full face of work, and it will last you, you know. Some people, it's every other year that they do that. It lasts a long time. It's a natural appearance, and that it doesn't stimulate water. It doesn't attract water like hyaluronic acid fillers.
How much is it?
It's two syringes, $1,300.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is,
and it's like
in the filler market, that's really, it's not a bad price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for the stimulation that you get. Sculptra cannot be used to fill the space because it's a liquid. And then there's a couple differences. Sculptra requires a lot of homework. It requires 25 minutes of massage per day to the area for 5 days. And that's not really realistic if you work.
Yeah. Okay. And so this is, so it's a type of filler.
Not even if you work, but just,
right,
like,
just
who
general.
Wants to massage
wants
their
to
face
do-
for 25 minutes a day?
No one. Absolutely no one. So that's like a filler. So
mm-hmm.
that
those are all fillers.
It's a filler treatment. Mm-hmm. So, and then mainly you get fillers in your lips.
So that,
cheeks.
That's, we'll call HA fillers. Lips.
Okay.
Yep, lips. If you're not looking to grow exponentially, you just want to hydrate your lips about once a year.
Okay.
And it could be half a syringe to a full syringe.
What do you mean hydrate your lips? Like if your lips are always dry?
Right.
Say that again, Leslie.
I was just saying, but that's not Radiesse. That's the hyaluronic acid.
Right, that's a different one. Radiesse is your cheeks, chin, jawline, and skin tightening.
Yeah.
Okay, so lips are totally different.
Lips are totally different. Lips and tear troughs, you cannot put Radiesse in those
areas.
What's
tear troughs? Like this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay, underneath the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you mean hydrate the lips? Like if your lips are always
dry,
dry all the time?
Yeah, we start to lose collagen, what, Leslie? Like 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace volume in the lips, and you can do it so tastefully. And I feel like that's part of the reason why people drive up to see us is the natural rehydration. You know, you can do it so subtly that no one will know. And that's the ultimate goal for me. It's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Totally. You guys, I'm just like thinking about my face right now, like over and over and over right now. I'm like, oh my God.
You look fabulous.
Staring at all of my lines.
No.
Okay. How long? So you were saying like maybe a year. How long do fillers last typically?
Yeah. I mean, typically I see people once a year for fillers.
Okay.
When you say?
Mm-hmm. But the Radiesse can last longer.
Radiesse can last
longer.
And the skin tightening. So we think of the area around our mouth that bothers a lot of people. That's one Radiesse treatment. I'm going to plan that every other year.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And then we're talking about treatments, but do you also do like facials?
Yes.
And
Leslie
just like kill it with facials.
Yeah, I do a lot of facials. So that's
they're amazing.
The main thing that I do. And we carry Environ Skincare. And so that's what I keep in the back bar. And one of their main mottos is to not be so aggressive that you're like, causing too much injury to the skin. It's a very gradual,
rejuvenation
of the skin.
Yeah.
Without it being so aggressive.
Both of your skin is amazing. Mm-hmm. How much, what does it start at? Like for the facials?
For the facials are 120.
Okay.
I just decide once you get in there, what is the best one for you? So it's just a flat 120 for all of them.
Okay.
And then I just decide which products I need to use for your particular skin type.
Okay. Do you offer anything for weight loss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To touch on one last thing.
Okay,
with the facials
yes.
too.
Facials.
This is a huge difference between other facials, and you'll see a
Do
lot
tell.
Of promotions about we have to peel all of the skin off to get to the young skin. That's not true. Your skin does not have to be red and inflamed. I'm on the highest level of vitamin A, and I had 0 days of redness or inflammation at all.
You inject vitamin A, or you orally take it?
Topical. That's
topical.
The Environ that Leslie was talking about, combined with peels that she does. A facial includes a peel. All of them come with an Environ Cool Peel. So to combine that with our topical vitamin A, which is like your retinol, your tretinoin, there's a lot of more aggressive ones, but it's important that you know you do not have to go through all of that. And I think a lot of people don't know that. They think, I have to go through this like intense
peel that's going to last over a week and I'm going to molt. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you take your good cells with it. So you can do that in a healthy way that doesn't require any downtime. Mm-hmm.
Have you, okay, I'm changing subjects really quickly. Yeah. Do you guys watch Sex and the City?
No.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
So Samantha gets a facial before one of Carrie's, like, major events. And she's going to get Botox. And they talk her into, like, a uh-huh. peel. Uh-huh. And it, I mean, her face is so red, y'all. And so she has to wear, like, a veil to Carrie's party. And they're like, what did you do? Uh-huh. And so that's what I think. Not that that's what you do at all. Right. But, like, you just go in for, like, the peel or whatever. Yeah. And you're just, like, super red. And it's, like, really painful.
There are peels that do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's not what we...
That's not.
And we're not even saying they don't provide great results.
No.
You know? Because they do. It's just there are more updated ways of getting to the same endpoint. Right?
Okay.
That's a very old school way of thinking. I mean, and Dr. Des
that's
Fernandez.
That's an old Sex in the City episode.
But people are still doing that. But peel season is coming to an end.
Okay.
And, you know, you'll see, like, come in and do this intense peel. And, it's just good to know because you don't know until you've been told. So you do not have to do that. It does not have to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And our product, we chose it because you can use it year-round. And we're in Alabama, Tennessee. We're out in the sun.
Yes.
So you can be protected year-round with no inflammation. Mm-hmm. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the weight loss.
All right, weight loss. Okay, love that too, because it really turns the practice into a holistic place, right?
Yes.
We can do everything to make you feel good about yourself, short of hormone replacement, which we're not going to be doing. So, you know, we are skincare and a little weight loss.
Okay.
So, we offer semaglutide. We... it's kind of fell in our lap. A friend was really upset. She had started her weight loss journey, had some coupons from the manufacturers for Ozempic and Wegovy, and then in 3 months those fall off, and then it's over $1,000 a month.
Is that like an injectable for weight loss?
So those are those are the craze right now. Wegovy, Ozempic.
This is what I've been seeing online about people, like Kyle Richards
doing
this.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So what we offer is a generic of that. It's the same medication. It's called semaglutide. We offer it, you come to see me, we write the prescription for 4 months, and then it's delivered to your doorstep. So you'll meet with me every 3 months. But on average, people are losing 15 to 20 pounds.
And then you do you do it yourself, or you go see you, or how does it work?
You inject at home.
Okay.
And the supplies and every medication and supplies are sent to the home. It's a cash pay basis, and I'll explain that because I don't accept insurance. And if your insurance pays for it, that's awesome. I would recommend going that route first. I'm a middleman. So the pharmacy's going to charge you $1,000 a month. Our price is $250 a month for your medication.
Okay.
So it's a huge discount. You know, we're not credentialed through insurance companies because none of our services are covered.
That was one of my questions. Right. Can you do anything on insurance? But most likely, anything like that is not going to be covered.
Right.
Unless you have a medical need maybe for weight loss and then you'd maybe go somewhere else.
I and I tell people that too. I'm like, do you have insurance? Have you checked with them? Mm-hmm. Some insurance companies will cover it and some will not. So it's as easy as just calling the number on your card.
Okay.
And just asking what they're going to cover.
So that is awesome. So you get like your kit or you get your stuff sent to your home. And then is it like a daily injection?
Weekly
injection.
1 day per week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it lasts for 4 months.
The prescription that I write will include a 4 month supply.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then up to 20 pounds.
Up to 20 pounds, yeah. I haven't really seen over 20 pounds, but usually it's between 15 and 20.
Wow. Okay, and how much is that? Oh, you said 250.
$250 per month.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I just got chills, y'all. And that made me really excited. My husband and I, I'll talk about it, but we just got back from spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And we are like, oh, we ate too much. We were in a bikini. I was not in a bikini, but I was in my bathing suit. And I'm like, we've got to go on a diet. And then we get home and we're like, well, I'll have some wine. And, you know, So will you ever practice in Alabama? Or are you just like Fayetteville is my place.
So Leslie is actually licensed in Alabama as a nurse. Leslie's a nurse and an esthetician.
Okay, go Leslie.
Yeah. However, I am licensed in Tennessee, which I would be in Alabama, but I'm not allowed to inject there. So if listening, I hope the Board of Medicine's listening, if they will
they
open
are.
Up.
They are a major listener.
You guys, listen up. If they do ever open that to nurses in Alabama, we will be there.
Okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just why should people drive to Tennessee to see you?
Leslie, do you want to touch on that one?
Yeah, why not?
Because we're worth it.
It's amazing. Have you not heard all this? No, I mean, I'm just, I want to reiterate
one of
why.
The main things is that we don't rush anybody. Brittany spends lots of time with each one of her clients, and so do I. It's a very, like, we want to get to know you. We want to know exactly what it is that's bothering you or what we can do to help you, you know. And so it's a very chill environment, I would say, mm-hmm. in comparison to other offices that you would go to. She's just really smart and knows exactly what
you
she's
too,
doing.
You too, Leslie.
And
you very, too.
Is it just the two of you at work there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I
well,
love
we
that.
Well, we have a receptionist as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. But we're
okay.
the providers.
Okay.
I would say because we are honest with people, we provide services that aren't offered in Huntsville, that Radius skin tightening. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anyone in Huntsville doing that. I don't know. I would say those are the main things.
Okay.
And also our conservative niche, too. I mean, we have a very natural, we have a specific clientele. They don't want you to know they've had anything done. Mm-hmm. That's why my before and afters, you'll see some, but there's a lot that we don't show, you know, and that's just due to the nature of our clientele. Mm-hmm. They want their privacy respected, and we do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Honesty, they trust us. We are never going to oversell them. We allow ample time for our appointments, and we take our job really seriously.
Yeah, we're nurses first, not salesmen.
That's right.
So.
Look at that. Cheers, ladies. Yes. Cheers to that.
For sure.
I love that. Well, I'm coming. I need cheers. I mean, I need a drink after cheers, right? I've been wanting to come since I saw y'all. I've been following you for a while because mm-hmm. I've got, you know, a couple of friends mm-hmm. that go to your practice, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And can't say enough about y'all.
Good.
So I'm just so excited again that you're here. I hope that y'all learned a lot. You're very open. What about next?
Ooh, that's another specialty of ours. Leslie and I, we can tag team that department because Leslie does the superficial side of it. Which, should we drop the bombshell right now?
No.
I feel like now's the time.
Okay. Do it.
Okay, are you
do
ready
it.
For this?
Yes,
okay,
do
so
it.
Okay, so Leslie, as a nurse, she's a bachelor's degree nurse. She's also learning how to inject. So whereas before I was the only one doing injectables, now Leslie will also be able to
Ooh.
Provide that holistic care as well. So,
which I'm super excited about for her to be training me because
yes.
she's amazing at it.
It's
so. Going to
be awesome.
Yes.
We're very excited and we are going to take our time. This is going to be a slow process. It's going to be on Leslie's terms. You know, we're going to, it's so important not to rush people, and that's what you get when you come to us. It's not, we're not trying to herd you in and out. So
yeah.
Anyways, all right. So
and she's just a master at like natural enhancement, really. So just to be able to learn from her.
Yes,
it's
gonna be awesome.
Oh my God,
I'm so excited. I'm so excited too. We need help. We need Leslie. Leslie, so she treats the superficial side as of right now. She
okay.
does the needling. She's the skincare expert, the peel expert, as far as that goes. And then I do below the skin. So that's where I do Radius. I just dilute it. And it's the collagen and elastin. So it comes in the gel carrier. I dilute it down. And then we subsize the tissue, which just means we separate all the sun damage and the tacked down tissue and spread the product. And your body will grow its collagen and elastin. The product is gone, but what's left is your tissue.
Okay.
So you need both. I need to go from underneath.
Neck and I need some injectables.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need some work, y'all.
You also
fabulous.
Do Kybella as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what's
yeah,
that?
So that's for double chins.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Whether it's genetic or just lifestyle, either way, it's a good treatment for that.
Okay. There was something else I was going to ask, and I'll remember it in a minute. What else do you want to share about your business that you would like people to know? I put you on the spot. You covered a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when people think injectables, it's, there's different types of people. There's your Groupon people that they don't really care the quality. They just want a good price. And then there's the people who are invested and they want someone to provide them honest, good work. Yes. And that's what we are. We are a little bit of a drive, but our expertise, our training, I mean, we work 50, 60 hours a week. I know I do. Reading up, you know, we're up to date on our techniques. We've done all the trainings. We are constantly training. We do at least 2 trainings a year.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. It's going
to
be.
To get that advanced training and the updated practices and protocols and all that is just super important because it's always changing and always changing for the better.
Yes.
So. I had a patient today who told me that she had been to another practice and they spent 6 minutes with her to do filler. We allow 60 to 75 minutes for every filler patient, and that's what it takes. That's what it should take to give you a good quality treatment. So if you're in the 6 minute clinic, then
you need to
think about it. Yeah, just think about it.
So how do you, is it easy to make an appointment? How do you make appointments?
Yeah, easy. You can do it online. You can book through Instagram, Facebook, the website. Or you can call our phone number. You can text our phone number. You can send an email through the contact us form on the website. Feel like we're pretty reachable and we respond within 24 hours.
Perfect.
We'll be back to you. Yeah.
Perfect. I am so excited.
Brittany is actually really honest too. She's super smart, and you know, people will say coming in thinking that they need one thing when she's like, no, you don't actually need that at all. And so she doesn't ever try to oversell anybody or tell them that they need something that they don't need. Most of the time she's telling people what they don't
need. That's a good point, because a lot of times people are like, I want tear trap filler. And then you're like, okay, let's think about it. Let's talk about it and explain why this is going to be a better treatment for you. You really want someone who's going to explain to you why, what's going to be best.
Okay. And then let's say that you could only afford to come see you once a year. What should you do?
That's plenty.
Well, it depends on the individual, really. Okay. And what our first question ever is, well, what's bothering you? We're never going to point out anything that we see because, you know, we're just trained to see everything. So our first question is always back to the
client.
Yeah, it's like, well, what's bothering you? And then that's what we treat.
Okay. And then you're obviously very pro sunscreen. You need to wear sunscreen.
Oh, yes.
Like crazy.
Yes.
Wear hats.
Yes.
Okay, my 5-year-old pumps Elta MD sunscreen in his hand every morning when he brushes his teeth. So yes, for sure.
Okay.
Everyone
needs to wear
sunscreen.
Start
your kids on it and everything.
Yes. I love that. Okay. Well, ladies, this has been so enlightening. Y'all go to the Skin Refinery if I don't beat you there first, and get some treatments. I'm so excited. Okay. This has been very, very amazing.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Of course. So let's move into Mad City, shall we? Let's have a drink. Okay. So last week I was off for spring break, so I didn't get to recap the How to Catch a Wet Leprechaun workshop by the Party Prep Co. and the Madison Mom.
Aww.
Tori and Elizabeth killed it. We had the best time. We built a leprechaun trap. We learned about leprechauns. We got one to take home and we used it during spring break and we put it together and it was great. So shout out to them. I hope they do another workshop. I think there are more coming for kids, which there's so many workshops lately. Speaking of that, we should do a workshop at the Skin Refinery.
Yes, yeah. I would love that. That's the other thing. We do Botox parties,
okay.
Xeomin parties, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Neurotoxin.
How many
parties.
People need to be involved to
5
do this?
5 people. The hostess receives free product. So, you know, you bring your friends up. Xeomin is $1 off when you come as a group. And filler, if you book that day, sometimes we can do it that day. It depends on how we schedule it, but it's 10% off. If you book that day.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm thinking my birthday's in April, y'all. We need to have a birthday party at the Skin Refinery.
Let's bring Mad City.
Yes. Yes. And then the Huntsville Mom and the Madison Mom just turned 1. So they had an event last night. Congratulations,
so
Jessica and Elizabeth. We love y'all. I think the event was great. I didn't get to go because mama duties.
Mm-hmm.
Same. But it looked great. So excited for y'all. Love y'all. And then I have a big announcement to make. Drum roll.
Ooh.
My 1 year was last week, I think. So I'm celebrating.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So excited. It's been like every week. So it's almost like 50 something episodes.
That's
which
amazing.
Is like so crazy. I'm so excited. So April 4th, save the date. I'm going to start posting about it, and I'm going to make an e-vibe, or not, you know, one on mm-hmm. Facebook, mm-hmm. but it's going to be at Stove House, and Peyton mm. Walker, the host of Tennessee Valley Living, is going to be my guest.
Yay.
And so it'll be live at Stove House, and so all the previous guests are invited, so y'all are invited.
Okay.
April 4th at 6 p.m. at Stove House. Be there or be square. And I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yay, congratulations.
Yeah.
That is such a huge accomplishment.
Thank
it really
you.
Is.
Thank yeah. you. So I'm so excited. So how do y'all, I know you work a lot. What's your thoughts on pop culture? Are you watching things? Do you, like,
yeah,
are you into things? Okay, what are y'all watching?
Okay, Leslie, I don't know. I did watch Wednesday. That was like my show.
I did watch that too.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was so
great.
Good.
There's a little piece of my heart that's gothic, and I just
didn't you like love the dance so much?
I loved it. Yes.
I mean, I watched it so many times,
yeah.
and then like of course all the TikToks.
When is season 2 coming?
I don't know, but it is coming. They definitely signed another season, so that's coming. anything else that you're watching?
I think. Well, I just started watching. I read the book a few years ago, but Daisy Jones. And the Six.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I just started watching that.
Is it good?
It's good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a good show to watch so far. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been talking about Shrinking every week for a while. It's on Apple TV. It has Harrison Ford and Jason Segel.
I was like, Steven?
Yeah, not Steven Seagal, not like that random guy that is disgusting. I don't even know how he got that like hot woman that married him. Yeah, like it was like the 80s. Not totally. So it's about like their psychiatrist. And so my first thought was, I've been saying on the podcast that they cuss too much. Like, mm-hmm. and I cuss, I'm a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like really kind of jarring. Okay, I had an epiphany this last time I watched it. I totally take back everything I said about it being a lot of cussing because it made me laugh so hard because it makes me want a friend or people that are around me that I can cuss like that too.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So like when you're like really good friends with someone and you're like, I love you right now, but go F yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And like that's what they do. And you're like, I can't believe they just said that.
Like, do I have that friend?
Yeah, do I have that friend?
Do you have a friend and not know it?
Right.
Yeah.
And so
right?
I'm opening it up right now. If anybody is friends with me and they want to say that, go for it. But it's just so fun. Like, at first I was like, hey, you're cussing way too much. And then now I'm like, no, I actually like it because yeah. it makes me think that they really love each other and like, they can just
honest.
Say whatever they want to each other.
Okay, that's how I feel about Leslie. When Leslie came to me, I did not know her.
You didn't think I was a sailor.
I didn't know. I didn't know she was a sailor because she's so quiet. She's so sweet.
Yes.
But Leslie has a side.
I do.
And when I got to know that side, I was like, we are soulmates.
Yes.
How did this happen? How did we connect?
Sometimes, like, the sailors
so
sneak up
cool.
on you. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You're a sailor too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
great, though. You can
yeah.
bond over it.
Yeah.
You can be
you're
yourself.
Like,
and man, what a work environment,
right?
You can be yourself with each
yes.
other. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I agree.
Totally agree.
I have
love
a lot
it.
Of those friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, into Ted Lasso.
I love Ted Lasso.
Okay, so
do you like it?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It got a little too serious, don't you think?
It did.
It's a little too dark.
It did.
It was funny at first.
It was really
so
funny.
So it's like dark humor.
Well,
it's just getting like kind of depressing.
Yes. And so season 3 just started.
Okay.
So I'm hoping it kind of. I haven't started. I haven't started season 3, but I heard everyone's like gaga over.
Okay. Good.
So hopefully it'll be great. And then I have to just laugh at myself, y'all, with this Love Island UK. Have you heard of Love Island?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's crazy. It's on every day. And it's on Peacock.
Every day?
It's like
a new show?
Oh, it's just a reality.
It's just reality TV.
Okay.
And it's on, so you feel like you can never stop. It's like on for 6 weeks every day. Okay. And they're on in the UK, which I love because, like they say, I'm buzzing when they're happy. And they say innit, I-N-N-I-T, like innit, like, you know, all of the, like, their whole accent. So what was so crazy is they all hook up, like, so it's like, you know, people, and they get together and they pick their couple. Then they invite other, like, singles to kind of mess it up, Lord. Like to test the love, right?
Okay.
So I watched this temptation. Episode. It's kind of like temptation. Yeah, very temptation. So I was watching this episode and I was like, I wanted to get your ladies' opinions. So they have a week. And it's like deep into the relationships. They have a week where they go to different places and five guys come and five girls come. And they're separated. And they all get tested. So then they come back and they decide if they want to stay with their couple. Or if they want to bring back the guy or the girl that they've been with for the week. So all that happens and it's all just drama. Wow. Then wow. you think you can get over that. Then they have movie night, y'all. They play what they were doing with the other opposite sex.
I like it.
While they were gone. And so they've all had to explain, like, okay, I kissed a girl, but it didn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I really am into you. And so then it goes like movie night. And so the girl and the guy's like, I have never been into anybody so much as you, you know, like all this stuff. And so it causes so much more drama and I am addicted. Cruel. And so it's very cruel. And so, it's almost over. Thank gosh. So I can like finally be done. I think there's like one more week of like this, like taking over my life. But it's so crazy that like,
but how many couples made it?
Well, so there's five couples, okay. And they have made it, and they're all happy.
Oh, okay.
And the winner, so what happens is the winning couple, the public votes, I have no idea, it comes on at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I see it the next day, so yeah. I don't know, yeah. I'm never voted. But the winning couple gets $500,000 if they vote them, like, you've won one Love Island. And then they say, like, I'm going to keep the money, or we're going to split it. Like, oh, yeah. if you're in love.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's anyway. A lot of motivation to make it through.
Right. So some people are like, they're faking it.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. for the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see at the end.
We'll see at the end.
If they split it.
Because, we'll I mean, can you imagine if you go through the whole thing and you tell this person that you love them and you win and they're like, I want the money. Uh-huh. I don't like you.
Ooh,
that would be so drama. I would like live for that.
I'm just gonna watch the last episode.
Yeah,
I know.
Honestly,
know what's happening.
Like, I was into. I'm like all into Housewives.
I love
and Bravo.
They're funny.
And I keep hearing all this stuff about Miami, and I couldn't get into it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna watch the reunion. That reunion was so good and I got all the juice. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I should just watch the reunion on shows that I don't want to, because I got to see everything and it was awesome. So
which
anyway.
City was your favorite Housewives?
Gosh.
Mine was Potomac. New Jersey.
Okay. I love New Jersey's on right now.
Ones, right? I mean,
Flip the Table.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love me some Potomac. They don't give a shit. They like go crazy.
I haven't seen them.
It's crazy.
Orange County.
Orange County was like the very first one.
I
love Beverly Hills.
There is no, like, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really.
New York. I love them all. Really.
New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mm-hmm. they're all going on.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a Real Housewives in Huntsville or something?
Oh yeah. Is it Love and Marriage in Huntsville?
Yeah, maybe it's Love and Marriage.
Oh my
gosh.
You didn't know about this?
No. Yeah. And I'm supposed to have a podcast about this? Oh my gosh. I need to get in on this.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love and Marriage,
I
think
it's
what it's called.
Yeah. Doing it. Mm-hmm. But,
okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leslie. okay, so as we end, as always, the last section is Mom Life. So what's been going on mom life for you, Brittany?
Ooh, mom life. My daughter, Sydney, is in competitive cheer. So we're traveling with competitions. And
how do you have time?
I know. Yeah. It's kind of fun, though.
Okay.
We go to Tupelo, Chattanooga. We're going to Pensacola in the end of April, so it's just an excuse for a vacation.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then Norman, he tumbles at the local cheer gym.
Love.
And that's his ninja class, and ninja is everything to him.
Okay.
So we're in cheer and ninja.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love it. What about you, Leslie?
Yeah, well, my kids are older, so 19 and 16. My daughter just moved away to school, so... that's a big change, you know, but good.
I bet she loves having you, like, do her face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. My son, I have to bribe him, but my daughter, yeah.
I'd be like, test me out, yeah. Mom, test me.
Me too.
For sure. For sure. She's a lucky girl.
Yeah.
To have a mom that does what I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, yeah, my son just, you know, living the 16-year-old life and having a good time.
Awesome. So. Okay, so we just got back from spring break. And if y'all knew, there was a lot of drama getting Evan's passport. We got it. And we went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, Nickelodeon Land.
Oh, I saw you get slimed.
We got slimed.
Yes.
What? We got slimed. It was awesome. And Evan, I looked at the picture, so I had no idea. He was, like, basically covering his head. And my husband and I were like dodos and, like, totally got it. But they just told us, like, it's just green water.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not feel like green water. It was freezing. And it, like, it just felt like it covered you. But it was really fun. We got a great, great video of it. And it was... such a great experience. It was one of the best vacations that the three of us, it was just the three of us, mm-hmm. have taken, and mm-hmm. we just got some great bonding time in. And one of the most fun things we did, and I posted like most of all the pictures, were this monkey island where it was almost kind of like a rainforest, and it was all secluded. It was like an hour away from the resort. And there was just tons of monkeys.
I love that.
And they had, like, broccoli and carrots. And they just, like, let you hold, like, food. And they would just follow you. And just, and they had guys taking pictures. And just, like, a small group of people. And we just wanted to take them home so badly.
Aww.
They were so sweet. My son at first was like, what? And my husband and I were like, give us the monkeys! Like, we just, like, couldn't. We were so excited. But he got into it after a while. But it was so fun. So definitely recommend mm-hmm. any Monkey Island that you see on an excursion. Mm-hmm. It was great. The food, however, you know, when you go into all-inclusive, the food was bad. But everything else was very good. Great family time. So I normally do a soapbox, and I want to do a funny soapbox this week. So airport. So everyone was warning us. It's called the Punta. It's disgusting. The Punta Cana splash, which is basically like Montezuma's revenge. Basically, like your stomach is messed up because you drank some of the water. Like they give you water, like to even brush your teeth with. Like you're not supposed to drink any, like not even like brush your teeth with the water. And so, the food was kind of like I said, not the best. And so, my husband doesn't really drink at all. And so, if I didn't like something, I would just order a glass of wine. I'm like, that's what I will be having for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my son and my husband kind of had to work it out. Well, they would be in the bathroom a lot. And I'm just like sleeping like a baby. Like, this is great. I mean, I did eat, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, right. If I saw something that was gross, I'm not going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we were, like, getting on the plane home. We're, like, so happy. Get on the plane. And my son's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And I was on the window. He's in the middle. My husband's on the aisle. So my husband is like, oh, I'm going to go too. So he goes to the bathroom. My son's 8, so you feel like, you know, you mm-hmm. can go to the bathroom by yourself.
Yeah.
He comes back, and he's like, tears in his eyes, and he's like, Mommy, I diarrhea'd in my pants.
Ugh. No, no.
And we're on. This isn't even a soapbox. This is like, I feel super bad. So I'm like, holy shit. Literally, like
where's the luggage?
Right. And it's like, he's past the age.
We didn't pack pants.
He's past the age where I pack a diaper bag.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't, like, finally, like, I just bring snacks. Like, I don't bring any extra clothes. I don't bring anything. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so as soon as he says that, my husband's like walking back. And I'm like, you take it to the bathroom, you just pooped his pants. Like, you go, you go. And he's like, what?
Not
it. Yeah, I'm like, exactly. Like, touched your nose, like, got it. And then so literally, y'all, they are in there for like 15 minutes. Oh, and I'm just God. like
is
dying.
The line
yeah, the line is going crazy. And I'm like, I feel so bad. Like, my son and my, you know. And so Evan comes back and he's like, my husband's like, the underwear's gone. He's like, I had to take the whole, he's like, it was everywhere. And I was like, what happened, babe? And he was like, I just couldn't make it.
Oh, that's awful.
And so they had to wash his pants. So he's sitting there like wet. And I'm like, baby. Oh my gosh, what a poor baby. And so he has just had this stomach bug and we couldn't get home that night. Like, so it was just like this comedy of errors. Like, as soon as we get past, like, we're running to the next flight. And then anyway, we had 3 airplanes later, we finally got home because of, like, anyway. But that, so Evan was saying to everybody, I have the Punta Contas flash. I have the Punta Contas flash. Like, he didn't, like, take it as, like, so upset as we were. I would be, like, devastated if I, like, went to the bathroom on the plane in my pants. I wouldn't even know how to begin life after that. But he was okay. So,
trooper?
Such a great trooper. He like killed it. He was so great. So anyway.
What a great memory.
Yeah. Like we will never forget this. So it was a great trip. Very fun.
Don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water, y'all. Or eat gross things. Like don't. If you don't know if it tastes bad, don't eat it. So anyway. So y'all have been so great. Thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait to go to the Skin Refinery. Y'all follow the Skin Refinery. Where do you mostly hang out? Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is your main place.
Mm-hmm.
Book. I'm gonna come. Let's have a party there.
Let's do a party in April.
Let's do a party in April.
Let's do it. We need 5 people.
Okay. We'll get it.
Just let us know.
We will get it. Okay. Ladies, you're amazing. Thanks for driving out.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.